The Alaskan Music Spotlight on KNBA is sponsored by the Taproot Public House in Spinard. For information and a schedule of events, go to taprootalaska.com. It is 5:35 exactly in time for the Alaska Music Spotlight on 90.3 KMBA. Are you with me? You probably aren't quite there if you're at 90.3 FM. If you are, you're lucky. Audio just coming back to the terrestrial signal. For those of you listening online, thanks for hanging out at kmba.org and support the radio station by becoming a member so that that streaming is always there for you. That's what happens when sometimes the transmitter isn't. The streaming always is. We're going to have some fun tonight as we've got live music for your drive home. Melissa Mitchell and Spiff are here live in studio, and they're going to be... Oh, well, there go my notes. We have to actually have notes to find out what they're going to do? No, come on. We all know that the thing that's going on is some great live music for us, the Anchorage KMBA listeners and the Anchorage audience. We're going to get a whole lot of music in the month of February from the crew as well. Are you guys settled in?
No.
But that's
there.
Okay.
That's good because neither am I. Okay. I'm here unplugging and plugging back in equipment and trying to get this signal going. And
excellent.
It looks like
work.
We're still going strong, but that maybe is the theme for the night. I think we really are going strong here in 2015. I see everybody is active on the music scene, playing lots of gigs. You guys have got some stuff coming up, including an event on February 6th with Gordy Ten Trees, and
yes,
we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Whether it's the sounds of music that you hear in a cafe, a bar, a festival, a fundraiser, a house concert, or even a boat ride on the Kenai, you've run into the sounds of Spiff and Melissa, and they're here live in studio tonight. So we'll talk about that international connection with Gordy Ten Trees out of Whitehorse, Canada. We'll see about the sociables and just how social they can get and how many dates you guys have been playing lately. And we'll talk about the future a little bit, too. But if you're ready, let's jump into some live music and share with our audience a nice drive home on a Friday night. What do you think you want to share first out of the gate?
I think I want to share Alive Again.
Alive Again. It's
something talking to me.
Title track of the new CD.
Yes.
So tall, I can't describe what I feel inside, but I know it's fine. I feel alive again. Ooh, I feel alive again. I believe today's the day we can all join hands and sing along to a brand new song. Erase the memories of the used to be's and bring the future on like a brand new dawn. Let the truth be told to our very soul so we all can know. I feel alive again. In your mind, and you think that you can't find the road to love on your own. Remember, you're not alone. Pick up the phone, and I'll sing this song to guide you home.
Mm-hmm.
summertime, neath the sugar pines, where the weather's fine. All the time I'm dreaming of the man I love, neath the stars above, and I feel alive again.
It is Alive Again, Melissa Mitchell and Spiff live in studio. Thanks for coming in, guys. It's nice to have somebody live in the studio. I get to sit here alone quite often, and it's fun to have friends back
like
in the studio.
That,
I know. I like to hang out alone in a small room listening to music. Get out of my studio. The chance to see Melissa is you've always run into that opportunity as you're playing around everywhere. You're playing everywhere. The technical definition of spiff is a bonus. So
that's true.
Anytime that Mel's out there and brings spiff up on stage, she's spiffing the audience.
That's right.
The audience gets a little bonus, and then you get a little bit more as the sociables start to roll in.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on, because I know next Friday when you guys are performing with Gordy Tentrees, later you're going to bring in the whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this crew? And tell me more about the sociables.
Well, I don't know. The Sociables is a group of my best friends that just happen to be incredible musicians, and I feel really lucky to play with them. We've got Aaron Benolkin, who, of course, plays with everyone, and I've got Spiff, of course, but then we've got Tony Restivo, who played with the Photon Band and plays in Shoe 2, and then we've got Tim Herron, and then if we're lucky enough, we get Rick Nielsen as well, if it's not snowing in Valdez. So it's just a really incredible crew of guys that I get to hang out with.
It ended up that I think we started getting tired of trying to, like, list every time we played a gig. It was like, oh, me and Melissa, and Tim Herron also plays with us most of the time.
Yeah.
And we just kind of, like, list which people were playing that particular night, and then finally we decided we'll just come up with a band name, and whichever one of us can show up on that particular night, that's who will be
it's
there.
It's kind of the idea. It's a rotating, a revolving group.
Yeah.
Well, as people come and go, you've held together a great core group of folks who do show up as a social musician and artist collective, and I think that's helping create that Alaskan sound that the sociables just to explore.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to see you guys all next Friday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordy gets to meet him as well.
Yeah, yeah. So the idea, you know, Gordy wanted to do, he contacted me a while back and wanted to do a little tour. And so we've got, you know, like 5 dates next week, which is kind of intense. But this show at the Taproot is going to be really cool because we're going to do a 7 to 9. They're calling it an international song circle. And it's just going to be a cool opportunity for us to play some of maybe our quieter, more subtle songs that we don't, I know there's a lot of songs that I don't play with the band. Not because I don't want to, but because they're just not appropriate generally for the type of venue we're playing, or, you know, the rowdiness of the group. And so for me, it feels really good to be able to, like, sit down with a listening audience and play some of my more intimate songs, I guess.
I think that's going to be tremendous to see the three of you guys trading off some songs and sharing some tunes. We'll talk international connections to Gordy in just a few moments as well. Let's break on into some more music for the drive home. Mm. Anything in particular that strikes your fancy?
No.
No.
Of course not. We can do, you know, do the walking tune.
Yeah.
Silly little crossroads where I'm at. There's no one else around. Got no place to hang up my hat. Footsteps don't make sound until I walk. Until I walk. Until I walk. My little feet used to cross the street when moms told me not to.
Between her warning and this morning, I feel I got to. Crossroads call me, first name basis. I sit and I put one foot in front of the other, and I end up over yonder. No one knows me, someone show me. I need that horizon. A stick of McCain, I came up lame. No, somebody's lying, I think I'll walk. Think I'll walk. There's nothing special here nor there. There's nothing new to be found. There sits a tingle in the air. I think I'll poke around. Then I think I'll walk. Think I'll walk. Think I'll walk. I've seen mountains and bright, bright stars, pretty girls without clothes. I like whiskey, I like old guitars. I got faith in those. That's why I walk. That's why I walk. Why I walk. Lightning flies across autumn skies, knocking dead leaves around. Wind and breeze through cemetery trees, where folks lie dead in the ground. They don't walk. They don't walk. No, they don't walk. Someday I'll Sunday with a wife and the kids. Dog tied outside. Now's for the campfire in the open road. Fixing to like the ride. And I aim to walk. Aim to walk. I aim to walk.
Live in studio with Spiff and Mel and the Alaska Music Spotlight on 90.3 KNBA, going international, crossing the borders, all the way over to Whitehorse. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
All the way.
Kind of hooking up with Gordy Tentrees. That's who's coming to town February 6th to play with Mel and Spiff. And there's a little date before that, but then there's a few more dates mm-hmm. after that as well.
Yep, we're playing, so the Taproot Friday night, we're doing the Song Circle from 7 to 9, and then we're doing the band show late, and you can get tickets for both of those shows in conjunction with each other, or, you know, come to either one. And then Saturday, we're in Talkeetna at the Sheldon Arts Hangar, which is such a cool venue. When Spiff and I played there last time, it was, like, really magical, so I'm looking forward to that opportunity. And then Sunday, at a really sweet little spot in Hatcher's Pass called Mad Hatcher's, little pizza joint.
Stepping up and really supporting local music, aren't
it's
they?
It's great. And, you know, we're going to do like a sort of earlier 6 o'clock type of thing for dinner. And so, you know, with your ticket or admission or whatever they're calling it, you'll get a couple hours of music and some beer and some dinner. So that sounds like fun to me.
Sounds like a good weekend.
We're also going to be out in Girdwood on Thursday night. So we've got 5 shows in a row, but yeah, they're all different, which is cool, you know. I like to mix it up.
You know, international struck me as an interesting word because, of course, yeah, there are neighbors. And
right.
It's kind of like, you know, Whitehorse is kind of like a sister city.
We can pretty much see it from our house.
The last time I spoke, yeah, pretty much. Last time I spoke with Gordy, I did talk about growing up in Ontario with him and how it is like the plains. Yeah. It is the plains. So, you know, what images kind of come to your mind when you think of international, when you think of a singer-songwriter from somewhere else? What's of interest to you guys to listen for from that songwriter? Is there something that Gordy, that you recall hearing from him that you go, wow, that's a neat connection?
Well, I've only seen him once, which is crazy. And so it's interesting that he got in touch, because I feel like we kind of missed each other when he was here before we were, you know, because I'm playing all the time. So it's really hard to go see other music. And, you know, so I just remember him, you know, kind of having this edge to him. And I think we're kindred spirits in that way, where, you know, sort of come off really sweet and have this persona about you. But then when you actually talk to the person, they're sort of surprisingly brash. And I really like that about him. He's a little bit edgy, and I like his, you know, I just like his attitude.
His imagery certainly is North Country.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think, you know, you're talking about being international. To me, it's all about a perspective, you know. And his perspective is probably not so much different from ours. It's actually, his perspective is probably a lot closer to ours than people from our own country, you know, in the lower 48. He lives a lot closer to us than they do. But I remember I got to open up for him one of the last times he was here. There were two trips he made up here, and I opened up for him at least once, maybe twice. I'm not exactly sure, but that's where I met him. And I just remember he had this one tune where he... you know, it was really kind of a sad, definitely depressing tune, and it was about the story that he'd heard with that big tsunami that hit in Thailand. And he had one song in particular where he'd heard the story about a mother who was holding on to two of her children, and she had to pick which one of them to hold on to and which one of them to let go of. And, you know, it's kind of...
Sounds
awful. Of course, it is. It's really sad, but, you know, that's, you know, the ability that he had to, you know, step into that spot and, you know, come up with a story out of it and share it. But that's one that got me.
He went international.
He's definitely a storyteller.
He took it international.
I like that.
Well, he is a storyteller. You guys are storytellers. You're rooted down here in Anchorage, and so are the rest of the Sociables, and we'll get to introduce everybody to that international flavor that is Gordy. So I look forward to seeing everybody all together. We'll chat a little bit about some new audiences and some new radio material after we hear more music.
All right.
We would love to hear more from you.
Well, let's do thank you. Why not?
Let's do that.
So this song, you know, has a lot of roots with the work that we've done. And, you know, it's interesting because we had a group called One Soul, which is totally different than the Sociables, but at the same time, it's that same spirit of, like, gathering like-minded artists and creating community around that. And so this song is one of my favorites to remember for myself, because it brings up the image of being in Folsom and dancing around with those guys and having fun. Not perfect, but it's a start.
quiet and seemed sparks of light. And your words were filled with wisdom. And we danced away the walls inside. And we felt freedom, true freedom. And I just want to thank you for opening my heart. And for staying strong when you've been down so long. Life's not perfect, but hey, I just want to thank you for showing me the way, for giving me your heart to keep when we're apart. This life's not perfect, no, this life's not perfect, but I think I'll stay.
Melissa Mitchell and Spiff live in studio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Spiff.
Mm-hmm.
The music's always best when it's live.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Hopefully we'll keep it on the radio as best we can. I want to thank you for bringing us back to life somehow. For those who might be just tuning in, a little while ago we were somehow just lost connection. Our audio wasn't being sent out to the transmitter. I'm freaking out thinking, I got two live guests coming in, and how are we going to get this done? And as soon as you sat down, Mel,
the audio came back. Trust me, things like this happen with this woman all the time.
What is
I'm
going
go
on?
Go jump in the inlet tonight and see if I, if I get picked up by a whale.
See how it turns out.
I don't know.
maybe you could change the water so it's warm or something. So you can get there.
I'm going to do all kinds of magic tricks.
That'd be fantastic. So you got to get Mel and Spiff to do a house concert, and it'll change some certain things in your life, perhaps.
Yes, it will.
So how many dates do you guys think you did last year? How many gigs? How many shows?
I actually started a spreadsheet last year, and I didn't finish it. But when I stopped, my guess is probably right about 65.
Yeah,
or
I think between you and Tim, it was between 60 and 70, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
That's starting to reach up to the that's all I do range.
Yeah, well, it's kind of crazy. And, of course, it's not all we do, so it's a little bit in
that. Someday, maybe. That would be kind of cool if that's all we did. But in the meantime, we got bills to pay.
Yeah.
Such.
Mouths to feed.
So what do you think 2015 is going to be holding for us here as the year kicks off? January's been nice with the folk festival, sliding on into a whole bunch of cool dates and live shows in February. Are we in for another huge blitz of music?
Well, you know, probably, because we just love it so much. I mean, it's funny because I always have this intention. I usually start booking in January, and I always have this intention of sort of leaving lots of space for, I don't know, whatever.
So we can,
you know,
fish,
so we can hang out and camp and,
you know,
whatever.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, we just don't do that. I mean, we do that, but we do it in conjunction with music always. And what I find is it's just so much more fun when I'm, you know, with this crew of people and we're doing that stuff together, you know, rather than it just being like, oh, I'm going to camp out by myself. See you guys later. Like, I'd way rather hang out with them.
I would probably stay at home an awful lot more if we didn't have shows all summer long, you know. And sometimes when we do have a weekend off, it's kind of tough to motivate to get out.
Yeah. Well, I think for real, like, this summer probably will be less intense than last summer.
Whatever.
Because it was so intense, for sure. But We have plans to try to do a little tour in April in the States, and you know, really kind of put some music out in other places. And yeah, the goal is to just keep playing and keep growing and keep writing. And I love road trips. That's the problem. Yep. See, I like to be in my car and driving around and going places all the time. So, you know, it just makes sense to
that's
go to
your
play
problem?
Music there.
That's...
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, I know.
Keep it to yourself.
Well, there's something that I think we'd love to share with the Anchorage audience in the near future. We'd want to share new radio singles from Spiff.
Yes.
That'd be great.
What do you think? I mean, what's on the horizon for... Is your brain still working on the idea that, you know, maybe I should put down some new material on something folks can take home?
Well,
what's going on?
It's still working on it just about as hard as it was working on it like 2 or 3 years ago. I've actually started taking it kind of serious. I'm kind of looking down the barrel of the 40th birthday coming up here, and I figure that's probably a really good benchmark and definitely want to try and get something out.
Yeah.
But I got about a year and a half to put something together.
Yeah.
If only I had some friends that would want to join me.
Yeah, that's the tough part, is finding others who would actually play with you.
Yep. Yeah,
I'll call some people for you and see if they're into it.
So if you're in the audience anywhere, just go up and go, hey, you know, I play the spoons. I'll give you a hand.
I do play the spoons.
You would.
I know. I would. You're right.
The wooden spoons?
Well, whatever spoons you give
whatever
me.
Whatever spoons you can take. We're kind of in bonus hour. We're in Spiff moment here, country here. We're bonusing the radio audience because we're off air at around 5:30, so I figure we'll let people creep back in and get an extra 5 or 6 or 7 minutes here of program. So how about one more song for us for the ride home, and then we'll head on into the World Cafe on a Friday night that crossed the 5 o'clock barrier for sunset.
Yes,
so we are now,
I know.
Now
it was so beautiful today, really. I mean, the
bonus
sun
time.
Has just been nuts. It was so beautiful.
The show is next, the big show is next Friday, February 6th at the Taproot with Gordy Tentrees, Melissa, and Spiff with a listening session. And then the sociables jump up on stage and everybody has a great time, Gordy included.
Yes.
For later in that evening. So go ahead and get your ticket information at taprootalaska.com.
And also on my website at melissamitchell.org, you can get links to tickets and whatnot. And feel free to ask me questions if you don't know.
We have time for another song for the drive home and head off into the World Cafe. Thanks again for joining
Thank
us,
Thank you,
guys.
Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren. Slow it down. Because I can't keep up. So slow it down. Bitter beer. 'Cause I don't like it sweet. Bitter beer. Said and done. 'Cause it's all
band said, was said and done. Slow it down. 'Cause I can't keep up. Slow it down. 'Cause I can't keep up. Slow it down.
Melissa and Spiff, we'll see you guys next Friday.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren.
For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.